Okay, welcome. Welcome to your solstice, it's the solstice mastermind call. And what a lovely time to be here and to celebrate together. So it's been a it's been an interesting period of time, that's for sure. And hopefully some of you are feeling like the energy's moving and new things are opening up, and some of you are going to feel like things are stuck because Saturn's gone retrograde, and that won't last long. So no worries about that. So I'm going to have us just drop in and take a few breaths together, and then I'm just going to open it up for all of us to because I want to get to everything that you have this evening. All right, let's just close our eyes for a moment and take a couple of deep full breaths. And let go of your shoulders, let go of your jaw, let go of your day, or let go of the last night if it's morning for you. Take a couple of deep breaths down into your belly. Let's just ground down into the body, into this moment. And the breath is a perfect way to do that. So on your next inhalation, let's draw that energy as if we're drawing it up from the very center of the earth up into our hearts. And on the exhale, we're going to exhale it out through the crown of the head. On the inhale, at your own pace, there's this deep well, this beautiful, rich well of abundance in the center of the earth. Look at all that grows in this amazing, on this amazing planet. You're going to tap into that energy and draw it up into your heart on the inhales, and on the exhales, exhaling out through the crown of the head. You would think of this a bit like a fountain. You know, a fountain sort of regenerates from that pool. Water rises up and then it sprinkles back down again and then regenerates and circulates back up again. Just coming present, sort of cleansing for a moment. And then bring your attention to your heart. You can put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath in and out through your heart. Let's ground into the heart, land in our hearts. And you can imagine that you could drop that brilliant, busy mind and everything that your mind is attending to down, beautiful slide, right down into the center of your heart. Your all-accommodating heart. Just that connect between the head and the heart opens you up to new possibilities. If you did nothing else, just making that connection. What if you made that connection just many times during the day, a couple times during the day? What if you made it hourly or made sure in the morning and the evening at least? And I'm going to drop a couple of questions in, and let's just see what arises through the heart. I'm aiming these questions for your heart. So receive them there. And tuning into the heart and just tapping into what is your current heart's desire? Like, what does your heart just so want for you? Want for you to be focused on, want for you to pay attention to, or just want you to be open to? What is your heart calling you to focus on, pay attention to, or just be more open to? And just breathe that in. That first thing that came up. And then tuning into, why is that important? Why is your heart, you know, what's important about this that your heart would point you in that direction? What's so important about this? Or why is this important? Whatever question lands for you, everyone's a little different. What's important about this, or why is this important? And then letting drop in for you is, do I have any resistance to this? Do I feel like I have a block here or have any resistance? And if that's no, that's great. If that's yes, that's great. Again, information, awareness precedes change. And even if we're not looking to change, just awareness, it just brings more awareness, and that's always a good thing. And when you're ready, you can bring your attention present here. And I'm just going to jump right in and invite whoever wants to open up their mic and hop on and speak and share what's either come up for you today, anything you want to celebrate, anything you want some help, some guidance on. I'm here. We're all here for you. There's a little red mic button, and if you press it and you open it up, you came here for a reason. If nothing else, share what the heck came up for you. Let's get going, okay?
Okay, I'll talk.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. I'm doing well. I feel like things are moving and shifting, and I'm going to get that online course up this week. So
Awesome.
this is good
That's awesome.
news.
And I saw your post on Facebook.
Prema, you're a little cutting in and out.
Well, that might be the case.
Yeah, just so you know. What came up for me was my heart wanting me to be out and about in the world because, like, the world exists and it's good to be out and about, and especially on a school summer time, getting a little extra social or just being around or doing things. That's what came up, and I do seem to have a block against that. Think those are just really old continuous familiar stories about getting organized at home, or it's just simpler not to do that. But on the flip side, then I get sad. So if, my partner goes out to do something and I don't, and then I'm like, wait, why am I not going out to do something fun? So
So
apparently
why are you
that's
not,
what came up
why,
today.
yeah. And so can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can't,
I can
just
hear
flag
you.
me
Can
down.
you hear us?
Yeah, there might be a little bit of a lag.
Okay.
It's just the internet is what it is. We're always just remember dial up. That's what I always say. This is good. And I can always turn my video off if that makes it better. So Rebecca, what's your block?
Maybe try your video off because it's frozen anyway.
Okay. Okay. Is that better with my video off? Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
Is that better with the video off?
Yeah, I think it's better.
You think it's
Yeah.
better? Okay.
Yeah,
Are we good?
so far so good.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we're
Thank you.
good.
Cool.
We're good.
Good. We don't need to see me. It's all good. Okay, so Rebecca, what's your block?
My block is sorry, just got distracted. I guess it's just still the continuous same old time story, really. how do I think I should best spend my time, which I'm really actively working on and yet still resisting. Probably should still be, doing this or that instead of being in the world. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. Fine. So,
Okay, good.
and so it sounds like you're ready to break through the next layer of this piece for you, you know? And yeah, we can talk about, okay, you need to really schedule your time, meaning that you need to actually schedule time out, not schedule time getting your stuff done. Yeah, you need to do that too. But if you flipped it, I wonder what it would be like for if you flipped it, like actually, you know, this is summertime and you have, so what if you scheduled your, like, put yourself on the calendar that out and about time and then schedule, you know, I know you, this is also the time to get the projects done, but also schedule that as well. But do it, flip it around, do that first. Because if you don't feel juicy and lit up, you're not going to want to do that stuff anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I could do that for sure. I mean, of course, I know that's the thing, but and this is like the lowest risk time of year to do it. So, as an experiment in committing to scheduling myself first, I don't have, I have half as many things going on. So, this seems like a good time to actually practice that.
And then the second part of it for you is, did you do the practice that, the daily alignment practice, did you do that process?
Practice the daily alignment, say again.
Did you do the daily alignment process? I
Is it a
created it
recent one?
recently.
Yeah,
Yep.
the very recent one. No, I didn't see that.
So I thought we talked about that. Okay. So go to, and there was an email that
Oh
went
no, I
out too. So
remember when you
this,
talked about it. Yeah. Okay.
did you do it?
No,
Did
I
you do
didn't
it?
do it, but I remember it now.
Okay. That's what your
Only
homework is to
on the
do.
call.
Okay. So you need to go and do that with this in mind. So do the training is super short. It's in meditations, in daily alignment. And then after that, after you do the process and there's a worksheet, then you know what you're doing it about. You can do it about whatever you want, but this, I would do it about this. And then this is what I would do for like the next 30 days. I would do this around what we're talking about. Okay. And you're going to see the shift.
We can't hear you at all, by the way.
What the heck? You know what? I might just call in. So I think if I leave the meeting and then I can just call in on my phone, then maybe that's just going to work better. Okay. So let me see what happens. I
Got
don't
it.
want to end. So if I have to.
Karen. That was just sour, more sour than I thought. I used to be like you, Rebecca. And then recently I went to spin. So in Singapore, we have spin studios. And then you go,
Yeah.
it's so daunting, right? Everybody looks perfect sized. And then you go in and you go, oh, wow, it's actually quite fun because you blast the music so loud that you can't hear yourself pan and you can't actually see anybody. Do you? So it's quite funny. Yeah. And then the last did it was also so spin was fun. It was interesting. And then cheap. And then in Singapore, what do we do?
The first time. Then I remember the first time I had meals on my own. So then you go to the ramen bar because nobody cares who you're with. And because you had the bar, you sit by yourself, right? So that was fun because you see the chefs cook. Or you go to a hotel bar and have drinks. So I used to, I still do it alone, right? And I still want. So then these are the solo activities that you could do. I haven't tried a paddle boarding yet because I figured if I fall in the sea and nobody knows that I would die.
I love it.
Yeah, what else have I been doing? The bars, which are fun. The restaurants, the ramen bars, which you could sit alone for a long time.
Nice.
And spin. The rest of the exercises are quite group activities. So I thought spin was really good. And then you go and meet people as well.
Yeah. Fun. I love
Yeah,
it.
friends.
Thanks.
Sorry?
Thank you for the, yeah,
No,
inspiration.
not at all. I used to be like that too. So then I always had a fear of going out alone, right? Until other than doing shopping, because then I do shopping in like 2 hours. Other than doing shopping. And then after that, then you start finding activities that you could actually do. And actually
Yeah.
nobody notices you, but you have fun on your own.
That's good. Yeah, I love going out alone. I think I need to go out more with people, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I love going out with people too. I just don't do it as much as I could. I just
Oh,
stay
I was
home
the
and
other day,
work.
so then I always go out with people and always had to find friends. Then I had to learn to go out alone.
It's a good lesson. I was
But at
just
least you
talking
go out
about
and
that.
no, because then you were staying. And then after that, then it's going out alone. And actually you just also find people to connect with because they're also equally quite alone, I guess, at the ramen bars. The bars, yeah. Yeah, so far, okay lah. My hit rate's not that bad. So then no creepers. Nice
That's good.
people.
Very good.
Nice girls. Or tourists quite a bit.
Yeah.
Or you can travel to my part of the world and it's a cheap travel. To Vietnam, to Malaysia. Singapore is expensive though.
Oh.
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
There's my phone.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear
Can you guys hear me
you.
now?
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. Okay,
Yeah.
awesome. All right, sorry. I took a minute. We're all good to go. Okay, Rebecca, so did you get that about doing the process? I promise you, if you do that for 30 days, you're going to radically shift this.
I love radically shift. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep. 30-day alignment. I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your patience, everyone. Okay, who's next?
I'll go. I'm unmuted. So here I go. This is Karen.
Okay, Karen.
I am wanting to break this thing that. Hey, oh, don't shake. Sorry. Okay. I want to be able to represent myself easily and truthfully and with. Okay, this the context is in dating situations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, you're like, wait a second. No, so in dating situations, I
Oh,
have this
yeah.
weird thing where I don't. Like if somebody asks me, "Oh, what's your favorite music?" or "What's your this?" and what's sometimes I don't even know how to answer the question. And I just get kind of wishy-washy and anyway, so that's a thing that I feel like I want to work on. It's come up in my mind that that's an important thing to be.
Okay, so that's leads to like not being clear, and then it
Yeah.
also feels like there's something in there where you're kind of when I look at that, it's like a twofold thing. Like it's like it almost it kind of re represents like kind of the yin yang thing. Like part of it is like, okay, well, I want to get it right, you know, I want them to like me, the people pleaser thing. So I don't,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know, do I
yeah.
say AC/DC or do I say I like classical music? You know, so which one can I
Yeah.
be? And then part of it also is kind of just a vulnerability piece too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just met this person and how much, you know, how much do I really expose here? So if you really are just quickly honest with yourself here, what's the, really, what's the fear in like taking a moment, tapping in and answering the question?
Yeah, I think it's really about being accepted or not, but yeah, obviously I know it's better that I'm who I am and I do know that I don't, but I think that there's like something that skips over the brain, it short circuits like my flow of just being, you know, just.
Yeah. This reminds me
this happened with Steven sometimes too, where I just couldn't say it, like whatever it is, it just wouldn't even come. So.
Yeah. So a couple things, I'm going to give you something super, super practical first. Okay. Kind of like I did with Rebecca, something super practical first. And the practical piece of it, I'd love for you to just like do a mind dump, like on all the questions, like you've gone dating enough, like all the questions you can get asked and like, you know, just kind of in your mind and then just write it down. Like, what, you know, what kind of music, where do you like to go? How do you like to spend your summers? You know,
what
do you do for breakfast? But, you know, just kind of do a mind dump. So you get in touch with what you like. And then this also reminds me of a pattern that we worked on for you a long time ago when you were pulling out of the relationship with Stephen, actually, which it wasn't really about him. It goes back to some early stuff for you where it's just never been safe for you to, you know, to have your preference. You know, it hasn't been safe to exactly around the acceptance stuff there. So that would be great for you to do some clearing on that. And of course there's a plethora of things that you could use. But what comes up for just intuitively here is using the rewrite your story process.
Okay.
You know, cause you know what it's about. It's like about you want to be accepted.
Okay.
And I would do the rewrite your story process around that. So first do a mind dump on all the ways you feel like you're not accepted or, you know, tapping into that part of you. It's just a pattern. So it's just a part. And then I would work with the rewrite your story process around that. So come at it energetically and come at it logistically.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's great. That's good.
And then I guess, and then one other sort of logistical piece that sometimes is good to do when we have these patterns and fear-based stuff, which we all have plenty of, which is just really just asking yourself the hard question of what am I so afraid of if they don't accept me?
Yeah.
You know, is it that there's not a second date or, you know, like just, you know, just so that you, I know for you, if you just get it out and play it out, that works really, that'll work really well for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I put it out there. Okay.
And I also know you'll actually go do it. So that's why you'll get the shift from it, you know?
Yeah. I've been, like I said to you earlier, I really have been enjoying I have two versions. I did the daily alignment process on
daily. Let's just call it daily alignment. Yeah.
Yeah, I did it on two different things. So sometimes I'll do one for a few days in a row and then I'll toggle over to the other one. Whatever I'm feeling would be perfect. Good. Yep. So it's so good. So I've been really feeling amazing with that.
I've been in every day in that practice here for the last couple of months and it's, that's why I brought it to you guys because it's super, super useful. Pave the way. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Whoever's ready next, just unmute yourself and let's go.
I'll jump in. It's Pam. Hey, Prema.
I can see you guys, just so you know. I see you, but I'm on my phone. Okay. So, okay.
Okay. Hello. So this has been a roller coaster day, and I have just spent so great email, great news, celebrating. And then 180 from the same people. Stop, hold the horses, don't send the samples. I mean, this is that big opportunity I've been working on. So, and just the best way to get back in alignment, because I'm not, I don't feel like the conversation's done.
I don't either.
Okay. And like, I'm telling you, it's like this, there's this pattern that seems to reappear when I feel like I'm approaching the finish line. And then I feel like this is a test, which I know the universe doesn't really test us, but that's what it feels like.
Okay. Well, first I want to say this. This reminds me of something Michael and I were just talking about. The first night on our journey, we were parked somewhere. We belong to this thing, Harvest Host. So like for just traveling, we're not really staying somewhere, just on the road. We can pull off at a brewery or a wine place or whatever. And they have a safe place for us to park. Okay. So anyway, we were parked at this really nice place. It was just kind of in this little field by ourselves. And then in the morning, this guy rides by on a bike and he just yells all these profanities at us and tells us to go back to Washington State and pay our taxes. And Michael says, he says to me, Jesus, you know, should we tell him how much taxes we pay, you know? And then it was just too funny because like within 10 minutes, this other guy rides by on a bike and him and Michael have this great conversation and they're out there for 10 minutes yucking it up. And then he comes, it's like, you know, when you get sent, and for me, if I get sent a hate mail, which is not very often, you know, on a post or this and that, every time I'll get like two or three love notes, like just within the next couple of hours. And it's like, it just reminds me like of that. It's like, okay, so what the heck is this sifting and sorting that's going on, you know? And I always kind of take it like, okay, like don't let the road bumps bother you, you know? And I know this is a big road bump for you because you've been working on this a lot, but I agree that it's not already done, that it's not all done, you know?
Okay.
So I would suggest for you that you're going to have to tune in for what the next step. And right now, I think the next step is to go back and hold the vision of what this is for you.
Okay.
And do not dip yourself at all celebrate. You know, you have things to celebrate. So because, you know, the reptilian brain will always look to the negative and give it more attention than it does. Like you have this amazing day, you know, we all do it. Or you've heard about, you know, you just won something and then someone says, yeah, but, you know, there was this guy and you're, you know, like, just, you know, shut all that down. Okay. And just really sink into the celebration that you have going on. And then, you know, this isn't done. So let's, instead of like testing, think of it as just the universe playing ball with you.
Okay. All right. This is and I'm just going to be vulnerable. This is the thing that, so I was celebrating and texting everybody that has been supporting me and cheering me on and going, great news. We're in round two. You know, I'm celebrating all this. And when I got the upsetting email literally at the end of the day, I thought, oh my God, now I need to go back and tell everybody we're not, I mean, I didn't do that. I didn't react that way. But I found it fascinating that I felt like it was my ego
ego bruises.
Reacting to like, oh, now I have egg on my face and need to rewind. And how am I going to do that? Like that was the thing that was the most weighty, I guess, as I was trying to process this all in a short amount of time.
Okay. So there is, you know, your... you don't have to go and retract anything. Okay. Let's just address the issue. It's one thing, you know, so if you go into the vulnerability of like, what are you afraid of people are going to think of you? Is that?
Yeah, I think that I think well, you know, we all knew this was going to be a long shot and she was so confident she was going to achieve this and everything. And kind of like they were, I don't know, almost feeling like they were patronizing me as we were moving forward on that. Because this is a big dream. I mean, this is a really big dream. But I keep thinking, why can't I achieve this opportunity?
Well, you know, I always love that saying from Oh, the Marigold Hotel movies. The lovely Indian young man that he cracks me up. But anyway, you know, he said, you know, well, you know, it's going to be all right in the end. And if it's, you know, and if it's not all right, it's not the end. So, you know, and that's the problem is, you know, we either abort mission or, you know, how do you know you're clear that it's not the end. Is that true?
That's what it feels like to me.
Then let's say you're clear that it's not the end. And you're really not sure how this is going to happen next with this. And what the next, you know, so this is obviously a curveball and and it appears that you struck out on this curveball, but, you know, the game isn't over. And so I know that, you know, how to keep moving from here. That's not what I'm concerned about. It's the part of you that feels like you need to save face in some way.
Okay. All right. I know there's a lesson in it for me.
Yes. So just tune into that for a moment. What is the lesson in this for you? If you really tell yourself the truth, you've been here before.
Right. To trust myself, to just trust myself.
Which is something you've really been working on. So you're getting a big, let's not call it a test. It's an opportunity.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So wait, so now what's the inspired action for you to actually trust yourself? You're really helping everybody right now. Look at, we all have to really,
Just figure out, and I've been doing that, but figuring out another approach I can take to keep this moving forward.
Okay. So right now I would suggest for the figuring out, which is mind, right? Uh-huh. So you're going to tune into the approach.
Okay.
And you'll sit with this for the, you know, next couple, few days, whatever it takes, and just sit with it and tune in with it every day. And then turn it back over to the universe. You're an amazing connector and, you know, it will arise for you, but I really want you to use this as a practice of just really trusting yourself, not figuring it out, but trusting yourself on the next move to make, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's 30 days from now.
Okay. All right.
Because if you reflect too, over the past 6 months or so, over the past year, but it's like, you know when it's time to make a move.
Okay.
Like you feel it. And then you know when you're trying to push the boulder uphill.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Pam. And thanks for being vulnerable about it. It's a big one, period. All right, who do I get to chat with next?
I'll go, it's Jen.
Hi, Jen, how are you?
I'm doing well, how about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, so I am doing the work. I am working on, it's clearing, a lifelong pattern of finally, I've got the podcast set up, the studio set up. I'm ready to hit the green light.
Go, girl.
And, you know, there's just that hesitancy, that blockage, but it's clearing. And the other night I had a dream. So I get a lot of my messages through dreams and I was like, all right, spirit team, what else do I need to do to stop this stupid pattern that I've had my whole life? And a lot of it is, yin energy. And I'm so yang and so masculine and it's tapping into the feminine and being more just let it flow and not be attached to the outcome, detached from outcomes. Stop drowning myself in details. But I had a dream where I was at two dreams. One, I had, like in a horror movie, the inky black eyes where all this like black shadowy stuff was in my eyes. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, I know it's in there. How do I get it out? And so I did an oracle draw the next day and I pulled the card Venom. And it was just about a lifelong history of repressing anger and emotions and fruit of the poison tree and just clearing that out. And I got it. And I think I am clearing that out. And the other one was I went and I was at a coat check and a woman handed me a ticket and said, you still need to claim half of yourself. The end. So and I get what that means. I do get what that means. You know, I having the confidence to just hit record and start doing the work instead of, you know, procrastinating and, oh, I just need to clean the script up a little bit more, or, oh, I just need to figure this out a little bit longer. You know, ultimately I'm going to do it. So stop with the dilly dallying and do it.
I'm going to give you again, logistical and energetic here. So one of the things I'm hearing loud and clear for you is that it's so imperative, and this is the feminine side, which the feminine is built for pleasure, many other things too, but I'm wired for pleasure, and that is not honored and nurtured and provided for and devoted to in our culture very much. But I mean, pleasure of different ways, but like real divine feminine pleasure. You need to connect with the part of you, the feminine part of you. And when I look at that part of you, she is so, you know, just so eager to get going. And this is the part of you that is just wants to, you know, this must be your connector. This is the part of you that really wants to play and just have really fun, wonderful, conversations. And you're absolutely right, you know, let go of the outcome by all means, let go of that outcome. And yeah, this is very, very, very much your connector. And you know, by the way, your connector, which is your Venus and your Mars, they're together. So that's the masculine feminine energy together, and it happens to be in Virgo, which is incredibly practical. I'm a Virgo ascendant. I can get lost in details. I have to manage this stuff all the time. And then my husband's a Virgo moon. I mean, oh my God. So anyway, trust me, I know how to manage this energy. And by the way, if you know, like here I am camping, glamping and all that, but you need anything? I mean, I have it all. I mean, I've got this down to a fine science. But I could also make myself crazy. So there's that part of, you know, so you're very practical and detail oriented in that way, both on the masculine and feminine side, but it really squeezes out the juice of your feminine. And actually Venus is actually debilitated in that placement. Now, that's one of your wealth planets. It's your great connector. It's good for something. I'm going to tell you what it's good for. The reason it's debilitated there, if you have a Venus in Virgo, is because Venus is all about connecting and Virgo can be a lot about the details. And the details squeeze out a lot of pleasure in life, okay? So it's going to be really useful for you to really make that deep connection with the part with your connector and really bring that archetype up strong. And because your Mars really overshadow can really overshadow your this engineer energy can really overshadow that. You've engineered the shit out of this, okay? You've got this completely engineered. There's not a problem there. Okay. So you can really just pat your engineer on the head. You got this. Okay. And now it's time to, so good work. That's wonderful. Now it's time to bring the connector up. Now there's in the soul business building tools on the member site in that section, there are some trainings that really talk about form and flow. And in fact, there is one called form and flow. Okay. And so the engineer and the masculine part of us is all about, you know, is very good at creating the form. So you can think about the form as the logistics for the podcast. Okay. You've got, please just use podcast here. You've got that. Okay. You've done a great job at that. But the flow is the energy. Okay, you can build the riverbanks, you can build the pipe that the water flows through, but if there's no water, there's no flow. You've got to have, so the feminine is the flow. That's what brings the juice there. So it's time for you to really put your attention on your connector. Mm-hmm. And then also, and I would say, you know, really have a good sit down with yourself. I'm like, why do you and your connector want to do this? Like, so there's two other people who are not on this call, who I've supported in starting podcasts. Actually, there's more than that, but the two that come to mind are Mentima and Gregory. And both of them have podcasts. Like, I just was on Gregory's 100th episode, Celebration podcast. And I think he's only been doing it for 2 years. And both of them, the thing that they have fallen in love with is they just love to have these conversations. And because they're loving the conversations, the podcast is growing and such. If they get too stuck in the analytics and the details, just like social media or anything else, you can't overthink that stuff. You can't outsmart that stuff. And you'll be onto a new strategy every week. And that's easier for the mind to go to. But if you could fall in love with having these conversations, so the podcast is going to be you alone and some conversations with other people. Is that true?
Yeah, there'll be so the engineer, you're absolutely right. I've engineered it to death. There's actually a hub, a portal, a global portal where people can send in texts and video that'll be included in the podcast. It'll have a weekly prompt based on whatever the weekly topic is. And so I'll engage with them. I mean, it won't be live, but it is sparking that conversation and the engagement on a global level. So everything you said makes absolute sense. I'm with you.
Okay. So what I'd love for you to do on the energetic level, I want you to fall in love with your connector. I want you to go do the connector training. I want you to do the form and flow training so you really understand that, okay? And also, if you haven't done the masculine, feminine, balancing your masculine and feminine training, there's that, and there's the divine roadmap, the divine feminine roadmap to success. These trainings are going to really help you. You don't have to do them all at one time, but they will really, I want you to do form and flow right away, but they will really help you to balance out, embrace your masculine and feminine. And just so you know, for none of men or women, we don't want to have a balanced masculine and feminine, like, okay, I have 50% here and 50% here. You want to be fluid. You want to know when you need to step into that directional engineer energy. You need to know, you know, when you need to completely lean back and receive or be really playful. You want to just be really flexible, both as men and women, we want to be. So those are what I want you to pay attention to and do. And really right now, it's like fall in love with a connector. Then on a logistical level, you don't have to even record these. I'd love for you to have, I think it'd be really good for you to have at least 2 live conversations. You can record them. You don't ever have to put them out if you don't want to, like with someone else. Like say, hey, I want to, you know, just chat. You could, and I guarantee you there'll be people right here who would be happy to do that with you. And like you're doing your podcast, like just get you warmed up as far as that goes. Okay. It is a lot. Trust me. I'm actually really naturally good at this. And it is, and even for me, it's not, but to just turn that thing on and go, it's so much easier if you're engaging with somebody. It is so much easier. So I'd love to see you give yourself some warm-up time just to play and have some fun and some conversation around the podcast, the kind of things you would be doing.
Sounds good. Even if
you hand somebody else some questions to ask you, you know, or just say, hey, let's explore this topic. And just so take all the pressure off right now. Play with it for the next, you know, couple weeks or something. And then I can see you now. You're going to be like pawing up, you know, like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And another thing that's really wonderful is that if you're doing something where it is just you, you know, delivering and you aren't in engagement, is to do something beforehand that you are engagement. Like call someone up, have a conversation about the topic you're going to talk about for 15 minutes, just like get in the, you know, get lubricated, get in the groove, and then, you know, hit it and go. And I have a firm rule of, I mean, I'm usually just a one-time take gal, but let me tell you, I mean, I've had my times. And if I'm really, like, if I have to squeak out an update or something and I am so not into it for whatever reason, my rule of thumb is, like, I start recording, and if for whatever reason I stop or I'm like, oh, you know, terrible, it's always the beginning, I really can only take 30 seconds and I just have to press start again. You know, I'm just going to go. We're just going to go. Because, again, you'll just overthink it. And really, you cannot script this stuff too much. You just need to, you know, your juiciness is just you, you know, and you just need to get a relationship with yourself, letting it flow. Okay. Oh, and then one more piece of homework, if I didn't give you enough already, is you need to go do something super feminine and pleasurable, like, okay, regularly. Now, yeah, I'm going to let you, you know, or you can message me privately, because you need to be doing something to open yourself up on a feminine level. Okay. Whether that's dancing or, you know, music, or, you know, like, even like if you're getting a massage or whatever, it's different to just lay there or to actually feel what's going on. Like, it's time for you to indulge in pleasure.
Okay. Well, that was all great information. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that was great. Thanks.
Okay. I'm excited to see where this goes for you. So please let me know. Okay.
Oh,
awesome. All right. April, Jamie, Ron, anybody?
I don't have much, you know. I just came from a holiday, so then I peace out. So I thought I would go last, but anyway.
Where'd you go on your holiday this time?
It's a summer holidays for the kids. So then we bumped off to Malaysia for a beach holiday and then to Vietnam for Hanoi. So we did the Ha Long Bay cruise and then we had a 3-day, 2 nights in Hanoi city, right? So then it was just memory creating for the kids. Hopefully when I'm old, they'll remember me, right? And remember to come home to eat some dinners with me, right? But that was about it. And then I figured that, I mean, it's a very nice break because for the longest time, I've never had such a long break, with the kids as well. So it's a 6 day. So it's a two nights and another 5 nights, right? And for the first time, you actually feel, oh, you jet off the world and you don't really give a flying shit about anything else. So in that sense, I was quite grateful to be able to travel for so long. Maybe it's not very long for you guys, but it's very, very long for me. It's really off the world. And it's the first time that I go, okay, now I'm recharged. Then what do I do next? Yeah. So even during the holidays, I go, okay, right. I think the holidays is enough. I think I need to come back and think what I want to do now. it's a bit too long, right? But it's also very refreshing. Yeah.
I totally hear you. I'm super purpose oriented and I have to really give myself a good talking to, like when we take time, you know, I'm just like, dude, it's okay. Like my daughter's like, just chill out, mom. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. So then that was fun. Didn't do anything.
And so okay. So anything going on? I know that, you know, the deal that you're not doing that.
I didn't manage. So then I wanted to buy a business, but I didn't manage to do it. Because then I threw a lowball offer. So then that was me. Like Jen, is it? No, like Pam. It's one of those where you know it will come back in divine timing, but you never know when. So I just let it be, right? And then just continue what I do. I feel that I'm in good space right now. So I don't really know what to focus on. So that's where your first question today came in, which is what do I need to do or what's my daily alignment or what do I have to do today, which I think I will move back because coming back from outer space, I think I need to earth myself a bit, right? That's the practice I will have to go through. Yeah. Then other than that, no, I actually thought it's a good space right now. I mean, if things don't happen, they don't happen for a reason. And it will be fun to know what Rebecca and Jen are up to, right? Because then they're starting their podcast. Isn't it the most exciting things on earth? And even, even Pam as well, doing seems like you're doing a new product, but then, yeah, it's fun to know what you guys are up to. That's all. That's for me.
So, April, what I want you to do is go back to your vision for the year, okay?
Yeah.
And go back to your vision for the year. And it's like we're at the 6-month mark. I think we should actually do a thing around this next time. We are at that 6-month mark with the year. So it's good. So I want to invite you to go back and look at your vision and notice where you are since you created your vision. Okay. And especially around, you know, your amazing, intuitive, savvy, you know, brilliant businesswoman that you're stepping more and more into. And then tune into where, you know, what you wanted then. Is all that feels the same still? And then what are some inspired action things you could do based on the vision you created for yourself this year? That's a great way to reorient yourself and, you know, and just reconnect with your purpose. And that's just a great way to reorient yourself.
Got you.
Okay. And it's great because you're coming from a fresh place. You're not coming from, oh my God, I'm burnt out. You're coming from, oh yeah, I have a life.
Yeah, I seem to have a life now. Yeah. Okay, that's me. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, my dear. Okay, and then of course reach out to me if you need any more help with that. Okay.
I'll do.
Okay, awesome. Okay, awesome. Ron, Jamie, either of you want to hop on?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I do. Oh, well, I had a wake-up call two weeks ago, actually. So,
you know me,
constantly working. I was the universe forced me to stop because I injured myself at work. So I had to slow down. No, it's a blessing. I'm not injured that bad.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine.
But
it's like, okay, warning, you know, I read the signs. So
yeah.
I'm reassessing, taking more time for what I really need to do, which is build my business. So I'm not working as much. I probably cut back 2 hours a day. So, which is huge for me. I'm used to working 11 and a half hour days. So I'm taking more time for my business and me. So that's what's new with me.
That's awesome. So I'm glad you're seeing it as a wake up call and you're using it, not just like, okay, it's a wake up call, but I'm going to do the same thing so that you'll get a bigger wake up call. And I'm glad you're not hurt too badly. And so what are you focusing on your business then?
Next, not this weekend, but the weekend after, which is right before the 4th, I think, I'm going to meet with somebody and hopefully do a Zoom. She has 5,500 followers. She wants to get me on there and interview me. So I think that'll be huge.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm doing that and still coaching a few clients here and there. Money from other sources that I dabble in once in a while. That's starting to step up and money's coming in that way instead of my other work. So I'm just going to go with the flow.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
But other than that, I'm great.
Okay. Okay. I would get into the member site, do some trainings. Now, one of the things that you have going on is that you're in the cycle of the mystic, and the mystic, and we talked about this a while back, but the mystic is always going to pull you away from the world a bit, and it just did. So, and you need to make sure you're staying in the world, and you are staying in the world. So, you know, it's kind of this this fine line, and there's another aspect of this. Oh, your Saturn's right there. Okay, cool. Yeah, and you're having your Saturn return. Super fun. And Saturn just went retrograde right where you're having your Saturn return. Okay. So, yeah, there is, you know, Saturn, that's Saturn. Saturn's just told you to slow down. Yeah. Saturn walks with a limp. Saturn trips us up in the physical world when we're not paying attention to the inner world the way we should be. And also it's the bringer of karma. And it wants us to be incredibly responsible and purposeful. So you know what's up, and that's great. And you're also being shown that, yeah, you do have, you do have income and flow coming other directions, but it is high time you put, get your priorities straight. And it sounds like you're getting them straight.
Exactly.
So, I would highly suggest getting on the member site and just doing anything you can get your hands on over there. And, cause it's going to support you greatly. And then also in the, that same practice that I talked to Rebecca and Karen about, which is in meditations, and then it's in daily alignment, and the daily alignment, it's there's a training, it's a daily alignment, you know what it's called, Karen? It's okay. It's a daily alignment process and meditation, and it will really help you at this sort of turning point really get oriented to the flow that you are wanting to really ground in for yourself, including you stepping out more with your work so that you don't turn back to the old pattern.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Take good care of yourself. Okay.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm already almost healed. Okay. So it's all good. Is this a, okay.
All right,
awesome. It's a wake up call.
Okay. Awesome. Do you want to connect, Jamie?
Sure. I guess, I mean, I really don't have much going on. Well, I mean, I kind of don't. I was kind of feeling a little sorry for myself because I don't have much time. So I was feeling super alone. But then I've been on the phone pretty much. Well, I went to work at 6 and then I worked till 5. And then I've been on the phone with different people since 5 till now. So I guess the universe is showing me that I'm not alone. Since everybody wants to call me. And then I felt like, so when I was in Missouri, like just weird things happened where like I kind of felt like more seen, like I was like, motorcycle shopping and people like listened to me and like spoke to me like I knew what was going on. And you know, I got free drinks for being a happy Father's Day to me and stuff. And so I felt like seen in a lot of respects. And then today we briefed the general and he just kept saying like in front of everybody, like Jamie brings so much to the organization and Jamie does all these things and she teaches us stuff. And, you know, we really love all the things Jamie brings. And so it was like all day, like I just kept getting accolades and I kind of felt weird about it. So I guess it was just a validating day. Because, you know, I've kind of been like, I have no son, I've got lots of things up in the air and stuff. And I just kind of needed that boost, I guess, to make it through the day so I could stay up this late so I could go to bed. Call's over. So that's all that I'm going on.
I'm glad you're noticing the signs and you're so great at that, you know, just really paying attention to, you know, there's the way we feel, the way we perceive things are happening, but what's really going on here, you know, and whether it's noticing the synchronicities or so I'm glad that you know it's not like you don't have anything going on. You have a lot going on and you have things up in the air and Maxim just went, you know, for the summer with your parents and you've got travel coming up and job changes and, you know, stepping into your new position and, you know, all the things, you've got all the things going on. And you know, just by the by, and we can talk about this in your session, but, you know, Saturn just went retrograde, really, really close to your Jupiter. And that's the cycle you're running. So it's always, I take that back. Hang on a second. I'm not, I've got to get on the right chart. No, I take that back. That's somebody else. Okay. I'll talk to that somebody else about that. So Saturn just went retrograde in your house of home. And you're going into your Saturn cycle and you're really feeling Saturn Because you're so close to that Saturn cycle. I mean, you're coming in, you know, in February into that. And, you know, so, you know, this, home alone, you got a little home alone going on right now. And, you know, Saturn is also, you know, can be very much that way. I'm going to sense that you'll get in the groove here real quick, because this whole Saturn retrograde thing, it retrogrades for 5 or 6 months. And where it really hits us is when it first goes retrograde, like I talked about in my update. And then in November, when it goes direct, because it kind of really slows down for a bit. And then if you're running Saturn, or if it's on your moon or your sun, or specifically on one of your planets, then that's when it tends to, you know, really have an impact on you. So, you know, I'm sense that you'll get into a groove. Are you still going to Europe?
When you should ask. I don't actually know. I got an email saying that I was waitlisted for the class. And then I got an email that said they think I'm approved, but then I went to the website, so I'm not approved. And then it said, don't make any travel plans until we approve you. So I'm waiting to see. And of course, that means my leave is up in the air, because I don't want to book any hotels or flights if I'm not going over there, you know, because there's the whole, you know, thing of getting over there. So I'm hoping to find out tomorrow. I telework tomorrow because my boss is teleworking. So I'll be able to make some phone calls and follow up and see if that's going to happen. Yeah. So I plan to.
Okay, let me know.
Tomorrow.
Okay, let me know. I see you going. So anyway, but this is so Jamie style, isn't it? Like, let's just go down to.
let's wait till the last moment and figure out what's going on. But at least this time I didn't have any travel difficulties. You know, usually, knock on wood, when I fly, I always have some, you know, grand adventure. And that didn't happen this time. So it was good. It was just, it takes a couple of days to recover, you know, get your feet back on the ground after a big trip like that. So, And I was kind of planning to take this week as like kind of a down week, and then like regroup next week before I have the trip, and then, you know, figure out where I'm going from there. And so it's kind of odd that, you know, I was going to do my like woe is me type of like, you know, cocooning myself, and then it's not worked out that way at all. People are calling me and I'm volunteering. I volunteered last night, I'm volunteering tomorrow night. So it feels like the universe is telling me like, no, don't be sad and watch Netflix. Go and talk to people.
So yes, there's people who love you and want you. We love you. We want you. We're glad you're here. Okay, let me know how it goes around all of that. Is there anyone else who needs anything? I'm happy to stay for anyone who has anything else. No, everyone's good. Okay, thanks for hanging in with the, you know, the technology and getting going on this call. I always believe there's a way, so I don't ever get freaked out. I just figure it out here, and we did. And so a lot of you have marching orders. I want to hear back from you about your, you know, what you're doing, and if don't hesitate to reach out to each other for support, because we get a lot of brilliance in this group. Okay. All right, my dears. And Karen, thank you for saying that again in the chat. Karen just talked about the daily alignment process, and she messaged me personally about it. And it is. It's you know. Again, these things work when we do them. So there we go. Pam, I don't know if you got Jennifer's message in the chat. Did you grab Jennifer's message in the chat, Pam? Okay, you got it. Okay, awesome. All right, good. I'm glad you're good and connect. Okay, my dears, much love to all of you, and I will see you soon, okay? Okay, bye-bye.